Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it, Cali.
Yeah, niggas. Yes. Team Invasion.
South Beat.
Convict Music.
In the kitchen, the kitchen.
Hey.
We back, motherfucker.
Hustle if you wanna, whatever you feel. Yeah. Move that marijuana from south to the hill.
Move.
Trapped on the corner, loaded with dumb. Traffic and normal, where I come
normal.
From. With Bible, steady people around the corner. Hey, steady people around the corner. Steady people around the corner. Yeah, steady people around the corner.
Let's go, Cali. Most of my money is dirty. Got it from a robbery or flying them birdies. Truck hijacking. Big guns up in my jacket. And I don't give a fuck about rapping. Listen, chicks peeping around the corner. My boss over meetings inside the sauna. Had my man sweep for the bugs and informers. Turn myself in with a bill, I got a warrant. Niggas wanna rap about bricks, but never put a gram on his strip. But that's Peter Ghost is enormous. If you're nice like me, put your bricks up. I beat you and turn my Benz truck to a pickup. Your homies gonna have to pour liquor, get their t-shirts made, cause the four gonna hit you. And I ain't really trying to be malice. You'll be MIA, but not like Cali.
If you wanna, whatever you feel. Move that marijuana from faster to hill. Trapped on the corner, loaded with dumb. Traffic and normal, where I come from. With Bibles, steady people around the corner. Yeah, steady people
good.
Around the corner. Go for steady
baby.
People around the corner. Yeah, steady people around the corner. Watch out,
nigga. Joe ain't talking. Hawk hit him, leaving with a limp in his walking. Just to make sure I'll riddle your coffin. 10th wake this week, 10th getting exhausted.
Yeah.
Got your bird, man. Got your snowman. Yup, good joke. Over a billion soul, man.
Crack.
Yeah, I bet the smack make him lean now. Hand him a pipe, bet they crack make him green now. Yeah, nigga crack the realest. Mars bird slow, so you niggas are fearless. We do it for a motherfucking trap and kill us. Niggas getting their grop. Still clap the children. Got the Mac with me. Got the close by. We'll never see y'all to get some gunshot. Nigga, you ain't got nothing for us. And you know it's that real shit. We're calling on the
call. Whatever you feel. Move that marijuana from back to the hill. Trapped on the corner. Loaded with dumb dumb. Traffic and normal. Where I come from. With Bibles. Steady people around the corner. Hey, steady people around the corner. Go-go, steady people around the corner. Hey.
I know you seen the movie, dog. The world is ours. Set our own salary. See me serving powder. I see sick shit, so I'm kinda sick myself. I go shopping the sick shit I get for self. I need $1 million watch that can call a helicopter. No ice in it, I'm just in a helicopter. 100 shots, no glocks, we're holding on a sock. Back against the wall, brawl balls like two blocks. Look me in my eyes, you will see no disguise. What made the dick rise? Keys take to a thigh. To my murder mommy, supreme team. GS's rims on it. Yeah, them things. Both count is 305, we all add. I could drop it in the pot and bring it all back. I could whip it, whip it, whip it. To get the motherfucker right. I could whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it. Then not wrong.
Marijuana, whatever you feel. Move that marijuana from south to the hill. Trapped on the corner, loaded with dumb. Traffic and normal, where I come from. With Bibles, steady people around the corner. Yeah, steady people around the corner. Go-go, steady people around the corner. Yeah, steady people around the corner. Watch out now.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. I see everybody coming into the chat room. And that was Akon and Rick Ross. I want to play that just for the whole situation that happened with Rick Ross and his fake persona. So anyway, so we're here on the line. Ronan is here. How are you doing this evening, Ronan?
I can say I'm good, but with the influx of ratchetness, it's going to be interesting.
Lord, it's like, where do we start? It's always something to talk about. It makes no sense to even have a specific topic for the show because everything changes from day to day, hour to hour. So we're going to go ahead and just get right into it. We're going to go ahead and talk about the whole Rick Ross situation with the shooting and everything that happened in Miami at Club Live the other day. What did you think of when you first heard about the shooting that happened with Officer Ricky?
That's what happens to real gangsters, the ones who like to play fantasy games, and this is when keeping it real really goes wrong. And
Right.
I think it's messed up. I mean, but still, I mean, if you're supposed to be a gangster and everything like that, it comes with the territory. So, can't say I'm a little bit surprised, honestly.
Right. I mean, my whole thing is, you know, a lot of rappers put on a fake persona. And I understand that a lot of people rap about stuff that they're not about. You know, they're just trying to supposedly entertain, and this is supposedly what the masses want. So, you know, I can't knock Rick. I just didn't think he was going to last as long as he had. I really thought after he got called out as a CEO, people would stop messing with him. But it seemed like people attached to him, you know, more, I guess, because his skills and he can rap or whatever, you know. But my whole thing is just like, you can't put out a persona out there and think that nobody's going to test you. Because you notice, like, the people who are just, who don't act like they're gangsters, who don't, you know, put themselves out there, people don't go for their head. Like, nobody tries to, you know, confront Lupe. Nobody tries to confront Fat Joe. You know, other people who are just out there rapping, just being themselves.
Yeah.
You don't have a bunch of, you know, gangbangers making videos trying to check them. But Rick Ross has put on this persona, and it's almost like he really believes that he is Free Ray Ricky Ross, even though Free Ray Ricky Ross is a real person. He's out here. He's on Twitter. He's, you know, talking to the kids. He's turned his life around. It's like somehow he's bought into this persona. And it's like, you know, you can't be out here playing with folks, especially in this day and age. People are so thirsty. People just don't care. So I just find the whole situation just crazy. Now, how did you feel when you when 50 Cent said that it was fake? Because he's not buying it at all.
Well, actually, there may be a merit of truth of what 50 Cent says, because nowadays you see more people more than ever work overtime to add life to a persona. Just like, you know, the real Ricky Ross is out there. I just sent messages to him. We talked before, you know, slightly. But still, that's the genuine dude. That's the one you got your persona from. And he's just being himself. But you are going the extra mile to be something that most likely you're not. So there's a chance that this thing was staged. Because, again, like, you know, in this day and age, attention whoring knows no bounds. And it wouldn't surprise me.
Right. But I guess the thing that we need to address, too, is, you know, with it being staged, you know, set aside, why is it that people feel like they have to, you know, why is it not okay to be yourself? You know, why do we have to take on personas of drug dealers, dope boys, gangsters? Why can't they just, you know, why can't just rappers come out and just be like, you know what, my name is Michael, my nickname is, you know, whatever, but this is just me. I'm going to talk about what I live. So can we really blame the rappers? Can we really blame Rick Ross? Or do we as a consumer and as the people who listen to the music, do we take some responsibility? Because, again, he lied about everything. He claimed that he wasn't a CEO. Then it came out that he was. He admitted to it, and people still supported him instead of, you know, basically there being a backlash. People still supported him even more. But then when you got rappers out here who are really rapping about real stuff, people are not supporting them. So do you think just being real and being, like, you know, just a regular Joe Schmo is just boring? And that's why we're living vicariously through gangsters and rappers and stuff like that?
I believe it is very difficult nowadays, especially in many fields where people find it very difficult to be themselves. There's a lot of people who look in the mirror and look into the eyes of a complete stranger. So it's better to create some persona like on Facebook or even offline. You know, that's how they gain this measure of fake confidence. But take a look at people like how many of us are, or someone like Common, to where he does his own thing, or Andre 3000. You know,
right.
He doesn't have to work overtime to be anyone else but himself. That's why you see a lot of them being comfortable. But this guy has to have, you know, he has to work 25/8 just to add some measure of something that everyone knows is fake, but then again, you can't really put the whole blame on him because you have people supporting this fake individual. So fake recognize fake.
Right, right. And that's the crazy part. You know, people are saying in the chat room that there's no system that's in place to perpetrate bullshit than the gangster type personas. That's what Camera Lady's saying in the chat room. And it's true. It's like, you know, that's the people that we support. But I think if we demanded more honesty and demanded for them to talk about a wide range of things, they could. Because a lot of these guys are lyrically talented. I mean, Rick Ross can carry a flow. You know, Meek Mills can rap. You know, a lot of people at MMG can rap. But, you know, I just think that they should be able to talk about more. You know, after a while, how much bling can you talk about? How much weight can you move, especially when you're not living that lifestyle no more? I don't think he ever lived that lifestyle. But for the ones who were selling drugs, because, you know, a lot of people in our community do sell drugs. But it's like, okay, now that you've grown and you're not living that lifestyle, why are you still rapping about that? Like, that's what irritates me with Lil Wayne. You know, not saying that Lil Wayne, you know, doesn't have a lot of, like, really crazy metaphors, but it's like the stuff he talks about, like, you've been in the industry since you was about 11 years old. When did you have time to get jumped into the blood gang? You know, but young kids look at that and they think, oh, that's something to aspire to. And it's just the fact that I just think that a lot of these rappers need to keep it real. I understand entertainment, but it's right now it's getting to a point where there's a really thin line between entertainment and stuff being real. And I think that shooting, I don't think it was staged. Like, I really don't think it was staged. I think it was a warning shot. You know, and I hope it wakes him up, and I hope it wakes up a lot of other rappers. Like, a lot of people out here are hungry. A lot of people feel like, you know what, you rapping about a lifestyle that you're not involved in. I'm really in this lifestyle. I really have to trap. I really got to sling drugs. I really got to do, you know, dirt just to make it to the next day. And you taking it like it's something fake and it's something funny. Okay, I'm going to show you. Because a lot of us have such messed up mentalities out here.
Right.
You know, so it's easy to be out here, you know, doing the wrong thing than doing the right thing. But what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, like, I'm kind of, like, partial to it being staged, and then the other part is there is a price to pay when you put yourself as an imposter when there are real people doing real shit out there. Just like there are out there real true to the gang gangsters who don't play it, don't take kindly to, you know, people perpetrating or trying to live this image. Some people get, I mean, I've heard of artists like Lil Wayne and others getting taxed when they go to certain cities, you know, in order, you know, to get back up or support them, to, you know, for their image. And you seen what happened to Ricky, you know, he stopped all his tours, you know, pretty much like put a gag order, you know, from the gang, and everybody told him, hey, you know, if we catch you out there, it's going to be a problem. So he wouldn't have to face all that mess for possible shootings, the likelihood of possible shootings if he was really genuine and true to himself, if he knew how to do that. So, again, it's choices and consequences. So, I don't know. I mean, if it's real, it's good he wasn't, you know, taken out. You know, he has talent, but at what cost? I mean, you got people who validate him being successful, like, well, he getting money, but he's living a lot.
Right. And I think that's the hard part for a lot of people is, you know, they want to keep it real, but then it's like, you know, how real do you keep it? And if I do keep it real for myself, can people buy into that? You know, a lot of people, you know, I just feel like he does have a big influence, and a lot of people see that. From what I'm hearing on Worldstar Hip Hop, he's hired extra security. So, you know, he was talking on that one video when he had canceled his tour dates. I remember Jamal called in about that, and he was basically saying at that point in time, like, you know, he's not scared. He, you know, he's in Chicago, land of the GDs, and, you know, didn't nothing happen to him. But, you know, those videos and those people coming at him and telling him certain things, I think he should have took it seriously. So I just think it was a warning shot. Hopefully, you know, he just needs to pay them or do whatever he needs to do. But I just think he needs to drop the whole persona. The shit's getting old. I mean, he's been playing this persona now for years. He needs to just come up with a new moniker, something. So it's a trip. I mean, it's just a straight-up trip. But, yeah, it's been a lot of just ratchet shit going on this week. Now, we were talking about the whole chicken heist. I had made a video about that yesterday, about the two men in Georgia, and they basically got together to steal $65,000 worth of chicken wings. Bags of frozen chicken wings from a freezer warehouse that they worked at called Nordic. And basically they put a bunch of chicken wing on pallet jacks and stuffed it into a rental truck and then drove off. And then the fool came back to work the next day like nobody would notice that 5,200 bags of chicken would be gone. When I first heard this story, I'm just like, people are just, I mean, it's almost Black History Month. Do you really need to be out here stealing chicken? What'd you think about this foul story?
You know what? when you told me about this, many jokes came to mind. I'm thinking, like, they were doing, trying to redo their rendition of Ocean's 13, or they were doing this whole, I guess they were beefing with Buffalo Wild Wings or something, that they were just going to rob them or whatever. I mean, I get it that you got the Super Bowl coming up, and that's a way to come up, but at least if you're going to be, if you're going to go out and be a G, rob a bank, rob a check cashing store, but fucking how you go to jail with a straight face, taking mug shots, and you rob $65,000 worth of chicken. How?
Right. Everybody in the chat room shocked.
No, I mean, here's a question I want to ask you. If you found out that your son stole $65,000 worth of chicken wings, would you go see your sons in jail at any time?
No. And then the mama got to know to come to the door and make excuses. They couldn't have had me. I keep telling y'all, I think sometimes we make ourselves look worse when we get up on the news. You don't have to make a comment. You notice that when they go to white folks' house after their kids are fucked up or their family members are fucked up, the white folks are like, no comment, they slam the door. We need to start doing that shit. Because sometimes we just make ourselves look stupid. You know, and it's just like, okay, they go to her house to go ask her about her son stealing $65,000 worth of chicken, and her response is, I don't know, he's a law-abiding citizen. I've never known him to be in trouble before. Really? Law-abiding citizens? Like, she just shouldn't even said anything. Like, the whole thing was just comical to me. Just sometimes, just slam your door, ma'am, and just say, I have no comment for the press. No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't even acknowledge my son if he did some foolish shit like that. Like, it should never be that serious. And, you know, I mean, the main thing is, you know, for them to steal that much chicken, they were hustling this chicken. Because if you guys have been paying attention to the news, they've been out here. Somebody said, Bill Miller said that Mary J. Blige should make a statement. Ain't that the truth? You know, she loves her chicken. Ooh. So anyhow, they have been talking about on the news that there's a shortage of chicken wings. And I honestly, I don't really know if there's really a shortage. I think it's more cost gouging, because when I went to the grocery store the other day, I had seen where the wings were up to like $10 up here. And in that news footage, the one down in Georgia, they were showing that the chicken wings was $12 for a 5-pound bag, which is ridiculous, because a few years ago you could get a 5-pound bag for like $8. Mm-hmm. But they're saying that there's a shortage in chicken. And I know how we sometimes think we like to hustle. You know what I'm saying? We got a hustle mentality. So I can just see these two fools getting together like, yo, there's a shortage of chicken wings, man. We about to hit this lit. We going to get all this chicken, get a rental car, put it in there, and then we going to sell it in the back alley. We going to call everybody we know. We going to go on Facebook. We going to tweet it. Bags of chicken. Chicken, chicken, get your chicken here. Trust me, this was a well-orchestrated plan.
No, it wasn't.
For you to steal 5,200 bags or whatever, this was a well-orchestrated plan. They didn't just wake up that day and say, we just about to steal this much chicken. Hell, not even plotting this for the past 2-3 weeks. I bet you any money. Oh, they just were out of bed and steal no chicken that same day. And then what's so funny is the news is saying that nobody has found the chicken. So they don't know if they ended up selling all the chicken or what they did. Where would somebody hide 5,200 bags of chicken? So he had to already had clientele. People was putting in orders. I'm telling y'all, they was driving through the hood in that rental car selling chicken out the back of that damn rental. I mean, not rental car, that rental truck. They was selling chicken out the back of that rental car. Truck, I keep saying car. This story is just so crazy to me, y'all. This story is insane. This man would steal that much chicken. And you know this, them bags is probably going for what? Probably like 2 for $10, $5 a pack.
See, I mean, you and me both, we talk often, and we're going to be 120% here, and this is real shit. When they say people should move weight, this is not what the fuck we're talking about. It's not. It is not.
Right, I'm heard of moving bricks, but not moving chicken.
I'm not seeing dudes on the corner looking around. Man, I got that little something, nigga. What you want? What's that garlic parmesan? How you do? I'm not seeing this. I'm not. Jesus. And the stereotype.
Well, you mean to tell me ain't nobody ever, you ain't never been out, somebody ain't offered you to buy, like, you know, have meat on them?
That's a different thing. At the fair. They're not on the corner.
No, I'm talking about I've been coming out of the store. Real talk. I've come out of the grocery store and had somebody come up to me as I'm leaving, you know, pushing my cart, and like, yo, I got that meat. Whatever you mean, meat. I got that meat, you know what I'm saying? I got a T-bone steak. Man,
okay.
It was. You see the price on here. The price show is $15. I'll let you get it right now for $8. I'm like, what? I'm not about to buy no meat out for you. Yes, people really be hustling meat and shrimp.
But $65.
You ain't experienced it yet. I've experienced it. I've had people trying to sell me shrimp and steak.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had people trying to sell me L1s and ones from their truck. I had people trying to sell me ribs and, you know, different kind of beef. I've never had somebody, you know, if I'm at a bar, and a dude like, man, you know, come on, back or whatever, and he's over there, got a grill in the trunk, and he's talking about, look, man, I got that dude in the truck anymore. Like, I got this straight from Mexico. I've never seen anything like that. This dude, I mean, again, you would have made a come up on Super Bowl weekend, because, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of it, but it's like, you see the stereotypes that come from this. They're not going to let up on this bullshit. You got, damn it, black folks, can we, when someone makes 2 steps forward, can we stop making a foot race to go 50 steps backwards? Can we at least try that?
Nah, that's too much like right. Jamal is a mess. Jamal said, are you sure he was talking about food, P? Yeah, he had the steak. At first, I thought he was trying to give me some meat, and I'm like, sir, this is not the time nor place. But no, he really had some steak. He had a whole box of frozen steaks. I was just like, what in the world, T-bone, ribeye, bunch of steak that he done stole out the damn store.
Well, T, hey, you did leave yourself up for that. I didn't want to say shit. I let that fly.
Oh, y'all got jokes. I like meat. I just don't do pork.
That's a whole nother show.
I'm done.
That's a whole nother show.
Jamal said a dude was probably wearing a trench coat with Ziploc bags of chicken and steak underneath. Like ain't coming to America. When I open up that car and all them gold toothbrushes. And he was like, stop, please. That's exactly what I should have yelled at his ass. So I would have ran out the damn parking lot.
Hey, come on, baby. I got that filet mignon and a Lolo. Come on now.
We will say anything. People will come up to you and try and sell you any and everything in the hood.
The Watermelon Boys. My God.
But the frozen chicken, I bet you anything, like somebody saying in the in the chat room, they probably had a refrigerated truck.
Yeah, they did.
No lie, that's what I'm telling you. They was plotting and planning this for weeks.
Wait, it gets worse. They rented a truck from Enterprise, and the dude went in, and he took the forklift and loaded the pallets onto the Enterprise truck while the other guy served as a lookout.
Wow.
For real,
tell him I had that shit planned. It's just a ratchet mess.
For real chicken.
What is the most craziest thing that somebody tried to sell you when you was out and about? Y'all write that down in the chat room. Because I know a lot of y'all from the East Coast. I know y'all get off at all types of shit in New York. For real. No, this did not happen in Florida. This actually happened in Georgia. Georgia is getting very, very ratchet. I'm going to have to start going in on Georgia more often. It's starting to get real, real ratchet out here. Now, did you hear about the food stand fight? That happened in, I want to say Missouri, where the lady that was fighting in the food stamp office, it was a big old brawl. Did you see the video?
Not yet. I've heard about it, and maybe I need to get my passport. I need a vacation from ratchet shit. This shit is getting too far. Going too fucking far.
G. Stewart said MLK is probably rolling in his grave right now about Atlanta being such a mess.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Crazy. And Salacy is saying, I was praying it wasn't Florida because we're always in the news. But, yeah, it's nuts. So they were in the food stamp office, and basically somebody cut in front of somebody else, And I'm talking about they was throwing blows like they was fighting over, you know, I don't know. They was just fighting so hard. And I'm just like, what the hell? If y'all put that much energy into fighting and throwing blows as into getting a job and doing something more productive,
it just says
a whole lot. People went in on that video. When I seen it at work, I was just like, wow, this is just a shame. I mean, they fought inside, knocking chairs down. Then it went outside. They came back in. Then it made, you know, made the news. Then it made national news. So then once again, you know, all black folks are painted with the same brush.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a crazy video. You got to check it out. So they was fighting hard as hell for no reason.
Lord Jesus. Fight over who's dead.
We got a few callers on the line. We're going to start talking about the that ratchet bitch who got tased in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and let a few callers in.
Yeah.
We have air code 704 on the line. I'm going to go ahead and let you in. 18. 704. Hey.
Hey,
who is this?
Alex.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. Y'all are tripping tonight. Y'all are off the chain. But yeah, I need you. Y'all, yeah, black people really getting a bad rap right now. But I need you to go ahead and get on the girl that got tasered, yo. I'm waiting for that. I was like, damn, she
okay.
Wanna...
First of all, and y'all know, I don't go in on people. I try to stay away from, like, as far as like people's physical appearance. You know, we all can't help the way that we were born. But these two fucking ghetto gaggers had to be the most dustiest bitches I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And then did you see how she kept digging in her ass?
Yes. Oh, my
with
God.
That
I was looking at this because I watched on your page. And I was like, why is she watching her ass?
Lord. These were two of the most dustiest, raggiest bitches I've ever seen. Their attitude, their demeanor. They look like two fucking men. They sounded like men. You know, it's just so disgusting. Like, it, like for real, when I watched it, all bullshit aside, it's funny. You know,
yeah.
It's cool to get a quick laugh, but the shit was sad. Like,
when
I watched it, it was just so sad.
When I watched
I was going to ask you, can somebody tell me how many kids she had? Because I couldn't even count them all.
I think I counted about six. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, make your statement, Alex. I just wanted to know because I couldn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, when I watched the video, I never smirked. I never chuckled. I never laughed. It was just embarrassing. Like, they both looked very ignorant. And then when the baby daddy, that's when I laughed.
His dusty ass goes around the corner. Sit your ass down. They're my babies. Do you know anything else besides them my babies?
Yeah.
Got the whole South looking ignorant.
And
I love the South.
But that's the first time I laughed the whole time I watched it. I think it was like a 10-minute video. That was the first time I laughed. Then he was like, I'm going to get off at 6 o'clock. Then he kept...
But you know what, the real talk? You can tell he has no job. When you can wait for another month to get off of work, if you was at work doing what you had to do, you wouldn't have time to wait for him to get off his job. I'll be back at 6 o'clock because he ain't got shit else to do between 9 and 6.
PlayStation, Xbox, drinking, bullshitting.
He's a World of Warcraft warrior. That's what he is.
Grand Theft Auto gangster.
Warrior.
Right. That video was a mess. I mean, and then just the way that they just came off. All he said to them was, hey, because the kids were loud. And from what I'm hearing, they said it's on the news now in Atlanta. And what happened is that basically they had gotten kicked out of the strip mall. They said the kids were in there stealing and eating chips. And so when they told the mothers to pay for it, they're like, you know, you need to pay for these chips because your kids are opening up candy and chips and they're just helping themselves like this is a damn, you know, food shelf. She got ignorant with them and started cussing them out, and so they put her out. So that's how everything started, is that her and her kids were in there stealing and eating stuff, and they got put out. So it's just crazy the way that she came off, and she was, don't be yelling at my kids, and don't be yelling at my effing kids, but the whole time she's cursing and yelling in front of her kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Section 8.
No laughing help.
I'm telling you, when he pulled out that damn taser,
oh,
and he shot it at that dusty bitch, and she just, her legs went straight, her arms went straight, and she fell back like a mannequin, I was like, oh my God, I thought she had died. I mean, she fell just straight back. I ain't gonna lie. I thought she was dead. She looked dead. I thought, oh shit, he's going to jail.
I'm going to post
the
video.
And it was so crazy. Oh, what were you saying, Ronnie?
I'm posting the video as we speak. Y'all have to see this shit. Like, when she fell out, that was fucking classic. The uppercut.
When she fell, you just saw a cloud of dust just rise.
Just went poof.
Dust. I'm out of cherry, going to jail now.
smoking
in it. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. I can't. He did the right thing. She needed to get tasered. Some people just need a taser straight to the ass, and she needed one. And she should have tasered her big-ass friend that was right there with her. I don't know if she was pregnant again or what the hell her problem was. She should have been tasered as well.
She was fat. She was ill built. She was ill built.
I didn't know she was pregnant, but she needed to be tasered as well because she was just as nasty as her friend.
She was pregnant with problems.
Well, the security guard and try to swing on her, so she ain't get tasered. She had the right idea.
Oh, she sat back. She sat all the way back after her friend got tasered. That whole situation was a mess. You know, what had me the most upset? Yeah, that's one thing. If you want to show out and act a fucking donkey, that's on you. You know, we're all adults. We done seen it a million times. But to sit there and have your children join in, to sit here and have these little kids call this man gay and say he's a faggot and say stuff like that, you know, those words should not even be coming out of no kid's mouth. And for her to egg them on. And, you know, what was so crazy is when she was attacking that grown black man, cussing him out, calling all types of punks. Her kids were joining in. You know, they had no problem with, you know, calling him out his name and going off on him. But as soon as their mama got tasered, within a split second, they started crying. Mama! Mama! Why are you crying now? Y'all had no problem harassing this man. This is what your mama get. You know, and unfortunately, it's not their fault, but it's just the fact that, you know, you got a lot of women out here who are just not doing right by their kids. And then when you speak on it, people want to make excuses. People want to say you bashing and, you know, whatever else, but it needs to be addressed. Point blank, I don't think what she did was cool. It wasn't called for. The whole situation could have been handled with her just being a mature adult and walking away. What did you think about her kids and the way they were behaving, Alex?
That's another
time. You said that too because Neil was in my other ear.
Oh, I said, what did you think about the way her kids were behaving and talking to that security guard?
Oh, he was off the chain. All them kids were off the chain. And I was like, but, you know, they're a product of their environment. So their mom allows it. I'm saying, I wish my 4-year-old would.
He would.
No, he wouldn't. No, he would not. Because, honey, I would uppercut him like bus driver, okay? I would bus dropping him if he was out to act like that.
It's a mess. I mean, a lot of people are making so many good points in the chat room. You know, they're saying, like you said, like he is a product of his environment. G. Stewart is saying these kids are in trouble and I feel bad for them. Bad parenting, no wonder why the generation is screwed up. Bonafide Loving is saying that some people should not breed. A lot of people are saying that she should have been arrested. So it's just, it's crazy. But, you know, what's even more crazy is the fact that this story is now viral. And you calling it the Metro uppercut. The story is not viral. Once again, this is a portrayal of all black women, even though we know that all black women don't behave this way. But, of course, when people think of black women, they think of that loudmouth bitch on the bus that got uppercutted. Now they think about these two dusty-ass females in Atlanta. I don't even want to call them females. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm cursing too much for some of y'all. Don't get off my shit. But I'm sorry. I can't call them females, and I can't call them women. These are just some straight ghetto hood booger bitches. I'm going to call it how it is. I don't have no respect for any woman who would behave that way in front of her children. If you have sensitive ears, you shouldn't even be in my chat room. Keep it pushing.
Wow.
I'm for real. I'm for real. I get so tired of people, you know, oh, my ears. Well, get the hell up out of here. We keeping it real. We going in on these dusty-ass females.
They know.
It got to be said.
They know their mama got their ass out, so tell them shut the hell up. Everybody curse. Woo-woo.
Crusty queens. Shut up, Ronnie. Get out of here. Queen. You are so stupid. Everybody's going in. For real, everybody going in. I mean, it's the truth. Like, I'm so tired. And then when you speak on it, Roshani, she's saying go in, T. Jamal is like, you could always call them hoes. But the thing is, when people speak on stuff, what bothers me more is the people who try and condone the bullshit. It's always somebody trying to condone and make excuses for this nonsense, and that's why it's gotten so out of hand. You're always going to have somebody who's going to sympathize with this nonsense. What is there to sympathize with? You have people making excuses. Well, he was too rough. He didn't have to taser her. Yes, the hell he did. He should have tasered her, her big-ass friend, the damn baby daddy, and then she got a belt and spanked some kids.
No,
you don't want to get mad at them.
All of them. Matter of fact, they should have took a belt to that dude and spanked his ass because he was a little bitch. He decided he wanted to speak up after her girl got tased. And like, well, what you get off of work? Shut your bitch ass up.
That's why I call him a Captain Saberhoe.
Fuck it. Now you want to play?
Now you want to step up and save this hoe? But where was you when she was disrespecting that man and disrespecting not only herself but y'all's children? And you know damn well that man all his kids. Them kids, 6, 7 different complexions. They don't none of them kids look alike.
Yeah, they were some rainbow kids.
It don't matter.
You know damn well probably one of them kids was his and the rest were by somebody else. Let's keep it real.
No. Don't you watch Lori? Come on now. You watch
Lori.
No, wait.
The baby got his eyes.
Damn kids weren't his.
Now, see, people, we got to understand. We forgot. It's the Negro holiday. It's tax season. So I understand why all them kids were all there. So you can't forget that.
Who was geared up? You said them kids was geared up?
What gear
did you see on them children?
Kalk and I, Fila. Didn't see nothing up to date.
Oh, trust me, she's taking her money and she's spending on her. Weaves, nails, lashes, all that good shit.
Well, she ain't spending that day because she looked a hot damn mess.
Yeah.
She skipped that
but
day.
But it's crazy, though. She wasn't working, so you know 9 times out of 10 she's probably on Section 8 getting food stamps, welfare check, because a person who has something to do in their life, or somebody who's busy doing something and, you know, contributing to society, does not have time to argue with somebody for upwards of 5, 10, 15 minutes about some nonsense.
Wow.
When you have something going on in your life, you're not going to entertain bullshit.
You can't.
Had he yelled at one of my kids and been like, hey, keep it down, guess what he would have done? Come on, let's go. Keep it down. I'm not going to run back and go get up in some man's face and argue with him and scream at him and do everything else. But it just shows you the mentality of a lot of folks out here. And she's not the only one. We see these videos every day up on World Star Hip Hop. And then when people call it out, when people say, you know, call it for what it is, folks want to get sensitive. Well, it's not all of us. Duh. We know it's not all of us, but it's too damn many. And that's the problem. The ones who are not doing it are not checking the fucking hood rats. They're not speaking up.
But you know what, T? You have to look at this. When does the bullshit stop? When is it ever acceptable to excuse the inexcusable? There's no excuse for this. Just when that chick got shot and killed for trying to rob a Walmart that she got kicked out of. Just like the chicks that go out there and talk shit, get in the guy's face, and get the brakes beat off them. And in this situation, yeah, people stealing chicken. At what point do you take accountability for yourself? Like, you know what, this sounds like a bad idea. If I get in this person's face, I don't know this person from a can of paint. I don't know if they got a weapon.
don't know if I get paid. I don't know if I'll end up a world star hip hop. For some reason, this is the demographic that people look at. They don't look at Lovely T. They don't look at Danica or anybody in the chat room who carries themselves in a respectable manner. They look at these little busty, dusty bitches, and they put their faces on yours. That's what
right.
You have to fight. That's what you have to fight through before they actually see you for who you are.
Yeah.
Sad.
And it's the truth, and that's why I get upset, you know what I'm saying? And then I have a bitch email me about, oh, you went too hard. I don't like the way that you said this, and it's not all of us. I know that, but it's just the point why you can. So you're mad at the fact that I call her behavior ratchet, you know what I'm saying, but you're not mad at the ratchet behavior. That's how backwards some of us are as a people. Whose raggedy phone is that? You got on mute.
Bye,
Alex. She about to mute your phone in 2.3 seconds.
That is not my phone. That is not my phone.
And it ain't my phone either.
It ain't the 80s. Why am I hearing a rotary dial?
My phone, too. Trust me, when it was my phone, I told you it was my phone. It's not my phone tonight, so carry on.
They blaming you. Look, Ronan, look at the chat room. They blaming you. They're like, that's Ronan's phone popping popcorn again.
That is not my phone tonight. Sorry.
Ronan, is that your phone?
No, it's not my phone. My phone is cool right now.
All right, we got to mute somebody. Somebody's phone doing something.
That's
ain't mine.
You know what, T?
I think that's your phone, Ronan.
No, it ain't me.
Unless it's Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so maybe it's Blog Talk Radio. You know, they say hating on our show anytime we say anything positive.
No, but you know what? It's always the individuals who sit there and make excuses for this bullshit. So, the individual who's sitting there trying to say that person that we go in too hard, I say we're not going in hard enough. We honestly believe that we're wrong for it. Doesn't reflect the views of the show, but I would say personally, fuck, straight up and down.
Right. Ronan, your phone is part of the problem right now. Hang up and call back in. It's still popping or something. Hold on, let me try mute you and see if it stops. Okay, I put Ronan on mute. So let me see. I don't know. It's Blog Talk Radio. Ronan.
Yeah.
Put my ass on mute. This is me.
No, I did. And it wasn't. It's the radio.
Yeah. So it's not my phone, damn it. I ain't got no
phone. Nope, it's not her phone. It's not nobody's phone.
And I don't have an Obama phone.
Now it's something with Blog Talk, you guys. I'm sorry. You know they stay messing with our show.
Yeah.
Somebody said it sounds like Obama's phone. Phone was kind of the drugstore phone. I'm telling y'all, whenever we talk about something positive, making change, who you guys have been here since day one, Danica, Jamal, they'll tell you in the chat room, they stay messing with our audio. One time I was in the middle of a sentence, they cut me completely off. I had to hang up and call back into my own show. So I don't know. But we got a few other people on the line. I'm going to go ahead and let in area code 843. So, area code 843, you're on the line. Hello.
Hey, this is T. Smitty. How are you doing, lovely T?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, T. Smitty.
Oh, that's Ronan's phone in Morse code again, huh?
Man.
Yeah. Either his phone or Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
it's Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, first thing I want to say, back it up. That's all I want to say first thing. Couple of things wrong with that. First, all the prize, black folks didn't want Barack Obama to speak on about that. But anyway, this is the thing. One, he need to quit his job. You know, cause he's going to be some ignorant nigga going to try to jump him and try to be a hero. This is the thing. One, she, you know, you got, even though you're a security guard, but I respect him, you can go to jail for disorderly conduct, your kids. She's in front of her children. And the other fat chick was in front of her children. And then some other mass humanity walked out of that store. And the thing is, those kids were picking up on that, calling him gay. And my thing is, how come now the whole thing with black women now, in general, not all. All right, fuck, I'm going to speak in general. You know, every time you get mad, a man gonna call him gay. And the thing is, she laid hands on him, swinging on him in front of her children. And nobody stopped to say, hey, you have kids, just go ahead, walk off, cool off. Nobody did, not even a friend. And then when he did a job and tased her, and I get a kick out of watching folks getting tased, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Them damn legs, they was straight.
You ain't lying, it felt like a tree in the woods. But the part that got me, you got this wannabe young Jeezy over here coming out of the blue, all Johnny come lately. Man, no my kid, dog. No my kid. Why are you doing my kid,
my
dog?
Better, though?
Yeah.
Yep. But that's what it is, though, T. Smitty. People don't like to address BS. Now, you notice when she was wilding on that man, everybody sat there and watched. But when she got tasered, then all of a sudden it filled up with people. Everybody wants to start going at the security guard and getting mad at him, but where are all these people when she was attacking him? And like you said, in front of her children. Right.
And what was her so-called boyfriend who probably living in her house, you know, drinking those kids' juicy cups and stuff. You know, he probably living there and sleeping on her couch.
Right,
you know,
eating
fruit
snacks.
And you know what? Also, does anybody in Atlanta wear shirts? I also have a bunch of wife beaters. Those dudes probably don't have no job to go to. They talk about being hard. And the thing is, those kids pick up on how they were acting. They're going to pick up on how the mama was acting and a really big friend who had no business wearing that shirt. She was too big and wearing that outfit, but let's be honest. But they picked up on their cues. Those kids could pick up on it, and they also pick up on that sorry-ass man living in a house being Johnny come lately. If it was any kind of dude, this wouldn't even gotten there. He would just pull through and say, hey, you don't need to be doing this in front of your kids, walked off, and none of them been a world star hip-hop right now.
Yep. So now what do y'all think? Because they're talking about in the chat room, they're posting the link to the second video. Now the security guard is being threatened for his life. So the next day after this happened, some other guys came up there and they started threatening him. They were telling him they're gonna kill him. They know what train he rides to go home. And you know he's just trying to do his job. And once again, there's another girl who gets in his face and he ends up pushing the girl out the way. And he pulls out his gun, his taser, whatever, and he's threatening to tase some more people. But they're literally going at him for 10 straight minutes. I'm just like, you know, after a while, it's just sad because all this man is trying to do is his job.
You know what?
He's hard to come by. And it's like, I think he just needs to quit.
Yeah, you know what the problem is also? Those men going to try to kill for those bitches, those nasty-ass bitches, I said it. And what's going to happen? They go to prison. That man is dead who's doing his job. And she's off walking the streets banging some other dudes. That's what's going to happen. And what they get, they get for it? Prison.
Right, and then she's good. You know, there's nothing is going to happen to her. It's like she's fine. And that's the sad part is that, you know, some people sit back and they just watch nonsense happen and they don't step up. But, you know, it's like why – I understand why people don't want to step up because you have a lot of people who don't care no more. If you don't care, you're going to behave any type of way in front of your children. Well, you know, what's to say you won't turn around and attack me or do something to me? So I think a lot of times we all have that bystander syndrome where folks just sit back now and they just look at the foolishness go on. But I think that the only way to change is that people need to call it out. People need to start checking people. If that's your friend, if you know you got a ratchet friend, first of all, why are they your friend? But if you know that you have somebody who's just out of pocket all the time, you need to check them. You know, her friend, instead of checking her and saying, you know what, we're with our kids, let's just let it go, her friend jumps in the situation and starts going at the guard. You know, and it's like nobody is there to control the situation. And after the fact, now people want to react. Now her dusty-ass baby daddy want to come up out the woodwork and confront the security guard. You know, and I just, to me, you can't pay me enough to deal with just bullshit. I don't have the patience for it. I couldn't be a security guard. I cannot deal with in that type of environment. I'm sorry. I give him his props, but if them people are threatening his life, I think he needs to find another job. It's not worth it.
You know what, T? There's two things. I think Keith Smitty.
We can barely hear you, Ronan.
Well, I think T. Smitty might be onto something because just like how they act, you know, that little pattern he said, you know, they hook up with a dude who ain't about shit and then he goes to jail or he gets killed or whatever, so she goes out and finds another dude. There's no difference. Prepaid cards, prepaid phones, they're no different. So
You know what? I think we got to, it's getting worse. So I think what we got to do is hang up and call back in because it's getting really, really bad with this Blog Talk Radio connection. This is so frustrating.
Hey,
so I'm going
Rona.
To. I'm going to. You just tell Rona that.
Hey, tell Rona to hang up real quick.
Phone, but I really think it's Blog Talk.
It's quiet now.
Oh, she was Ronan. You know what, Ronan? I need to get a new phone.
You know what? Kiss my balls, y'all.
But it's your phone.
Let me see what's it. Let me
call. Ronan, do you have a cricket? That's the question in the chat room.
I do not have no fucking cricket.
You got a grasshopper.
Yeah, it's a fucking
grasshopper. Dude, you got a boll weevil phone.
Can you hear me now, phone?
I'ma call back, asshole.
I mean, it's sounding better now, whatever you did, because before it sounded like you was typing a long letter, a Dear John letter. Dear John, I need my phone to work.
It's Barack Obama fault why his phone ain't working. Barack Obama, y'all
gotta
come say something about
phone.
It. He need Obama to say something.
45 bucks a month, unlimited everything. They're going in on you in the chat room, Ronan.
Yeah, I know. I'll get everybody one at a time. I got plenty of time.
We love you, though. We love you. It wouldn't be the same without you and your noisy phone.
You know what?
He got that Zach Morris phone for Saved by the Bell.
You know what?
Maybe I'm in the classroom with the phone. Call Mr. Belden.
You know what?
Yeah, I know.
Y'all lucky I like y'all because if I was at your house right now, I would put the shit on the hood of your car right now.
I know. I'm going to give you a hard time, brother.
I know you do.
Hey, by the way, what was that point you was making? Cause you sound better now than your phone.
Yeah, you got to repeat yourself, Ronan, because we didn't hear nothing.
What I said, the first part was, given what T. Smitty was talking about, he was really onto something. I think, like, hood boogers are no different than prepaid phones. It's like that whole cycle he was talking about where she hooks up with some piece of shit dude, basically a raggedy-ass plan. And then whenever he gets, when he's expired, or I mean, either he's sent to jail or taken out, then, again, she's out there looking for more minutes. So that's just one part.
Right.
And the fact that you have a guy who's trying to do his job and he's facing all kinds of harassment and even threats on his life. And this is no different than the other security guards or other people who are doing their thing or trying to protect their business or their livelihood. And they have no backing. Yeah, I mean, it's really telling about these companies. It makes people, like, not want to support certain businesses or you do certain things. Because, again, like, how are you going to support yourself when your own people who are supposed to be paying you are not taking care of you in the back end? That's just bullshit.
Right. You know what? That's very true because just like the guy from the uppercut situation in Cleveland, he lost his job behind her ratchetness. So you're right. It's like, you know, you want us to secure this property and do what we got to do, but then there's no back end. You know, why is he the only security guard out there? There should be more than one, especially in that type of environment, in that type of, you know, with those crazy people, you know, that keep threatening him. They definitely need to have more people involved. And I just think the whole situation is just, it was just a straight-up disgrace. And we have a lot of people on the line. If you guys want to talk to me, you have to hit one to come, and then I'll let you in. But I see a lot of people listening in as well. I'm also going to go ahead and let in area code 253. So thank you, T. Smitty, for calling in. I appreciate your comment.
Oh, I'm glad you're thanking me. Oh, I got to say this real quick. Thank you. But if you notice, why the hell you need a security guard for somewhere during the daytime? That says a lot about that area.
Right. You're right.
But
usually most people want security at night.
Yeah. That was broad daylight. So that says a lot about that area and those people right there in itself. Well, I'll just listen now, though. I said what I needed to say. But thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right,
so I'm
going to
go ahead and let in area code 253. Ron, your phone is acting up again. Area code 253, you're on the line with Table Talk with T.
Hey, T.
Hey, Mr. Green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's
I saw
going
that
on?
Video. Nothing. I saw that video with the mom. It was ratchet.
So what did you think about that with them kids acting the way they was acting?
That was just, I see kids like that all the time, that like 4 and 5 cussing and stuff. And she just kept going. People just standing there, and that mall looked ratchet with all those boxes and stuff everywhere. And in the beginning of the video, there was like a dude standing there for like 5 seconds straight just looking around. You see that dude?
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, who is that? And then I heard all that yelling. They had like the camera up closer to their breasts where you could see like their top and stuff.
Yeah, she had all them damn pimples on her chest,
Yeah. Her and her friend looking ratchet.
That whole situation was ratchet. What did you think about her just sitting there just scratching her ass? I still can't get over it. I'm like, is she digging in her ass and then running to go try and swing on him?
Yeah.
Like, okay, now you're trying to pass me germs and stuff.
Well, she was swinging her shitty hands on this dude. That was just insulting.
There was all those people just sitting there watching, just looking around. And then when she gets tased, dude wanted to jump out of nowhere, him and his friends threatening the dude and all that.
Right.
Just sitting right there just watching it. Like, where were you at? You weren't trying to break it up? Like, saying, baby, we just need to go home, leave it alone. Like, he sat there and watched.
So, I mean, what do you think about, you know, like when you see videos like that, especially being that you're young and you're still in school, do you think that people, when they see those types of videos of these people on World Star and of this girl acting like that, do you feel like a lot of people think that that's how a lot of black women behave?
They do, because that's all they see. That's all they see is people yelling, cussing over no reason, twerking on YouTube, shaking their, you know what I'm saying, shaking their ass and all that, and you know what I'm saying, getting loud and ratchet. That's all they see. They don't see like people like you and like everybody else. They just see that. That's the image out there that they see.
Right. So
even
now
young girls,
they
act like that.
Right. That's why I'm gonna ask you, because are you in 8th grade, 9th grade?
Yeah, 8th grade.
You're in 8th grade. So do you see a lot of girls your age in your school emulating those type of girls that you see on World Star and
emulating that kind of behavior? Last year, when I was in 7th grade, there was one of my friends, she ended up getting on the wall in front of everybody in school and started T-popping.
In school?
Yeah, in school, in front of everybody.
Wow.
And
they were
like, wow.
There were no teachers
around?
Where were the teachers is what everybody's asking in the chat room. There were no teachers around?
No, it was a field day. So, like, the teachers, like, kind of, like, spread out, like, outside and everywhere. Yeah.
That's ratchet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, another thing I wanted to ask real quick. I heard you mention something about Rashida's husband. Like, sleeping with one of his stepdaughters or something like that?
There was a rumor that they were reporting on the blogs, but, you know, like I said, it may or may not be true because they've never found a police report, but it's something that Gucci Man mentioned in a song back in 2009. It's something that's been going around ATL for a while now. And Gucci mentioned it in the song, and a lot of people are saying that he did sleep with his stepdaughter or something like that. So,
well,
I don't know.
Was she, like, underage? Like,
you can Google it. You can Google the story. It's all, you know, it's all over the internet. You know, I don't. I really.
How many kids were in that video? It was like about seven of them. They all look different.
Alan said it was 6. I lost count. It was just, they was moving around too much, talking too much shit. I lost count. It was just too much.
Was it her kids or her and the friend's kids? It looked like both of the kids, but it could have been hers, all hers.
I'm not sure. I'm assuming that it may have been between the both of them, but then you've seen the Captain Sabahole come out and claim all the children, so who knows?
They're
none of them look alike, but he's swooping down, they were all his kids. They're my babies, dude. Okay.
Could
all
be
right,
like, so you will.
Move along. All All right, cool. So we have a few more callers on the line. We're going to go ahead and let some more people in. We have about 29 minutes left. So thank you, Mr. Green, for calling in. Y'all are calling with some really good points of views. So I'm going to go ahead and place you back on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. So we have area code 718 on the line. Just a moment here. I have to mute Ronan real quick. Let me go ahead and try and unmute him. Ronan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think 718 hung up. But anyways, what were you going to say?
Well, you remember that story I was going to tell you about? It's a good time to tell you about it right now.
Okay, so what's going on?
I'll read the caption first, and I'll give you a second to take it in. An oral sex assassination plot. A woman accused of putting poison in her privates in order to bid to kill her husband.
What?
Okay, I'll read on. A woman is being sued by her husband for allegedly trying to kill him by putting poison in her genitals and asking him to perform oral sex on her. The Brazilian wife is accused of planting a toxic substance on her genitals before luring her husband to bed. Reports from a South American country suggested he was ready and willing and only escaped death because he noticed a strange smell. The curious husband then took his wife to the hospital to find out the cause of the unusual odor. The alleged attempt on his life was exposed when tests on his wife discovered traces of a poisonous substance down below. Now,
wow.
Your thought?
This can't be life. I'm going to make a video about this one. That is some killer pussy for your ass. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a YouTube video about this topic. First, you got the bitch trying to smother her husband with her big old double, triple D breast.
Yeah.
You know, trying to smother them to death during sex. Now you got bitches putting chemicals in their cuckoos, coochies, whatever you want to call it, boom, boom.
Yes.
And then demanding oral sex. So my whole thing is this. How deranged and crazy do you have to be to put a chemical, a poison in your stuff? Do people not realize that whatever you put into you is going to eventually go into your bloodstream as well? I mean, did she not think that the poison would affect her possibly?
No,
or was she just so amped to kill this man that she didn't even take that into consideration, obviously.
But you know what? There's a lot of problems here because, one, how mad do you have to be to actually sabotage your monkey? Two, if you didn't notice the smell but your husband did, what is the full extent of your hygiene overall? And three, who did you talk to and how long did you think about this plan before you even decided to do this? Those are three questions that pop in my head right now. So,
I don't know, but it's a mess. But she had been planning that for a while.
But of all things, I mean, there's somebody I know thinks that it was cool for her to, like, try to make her husband go out happy. But then that's kind of disgusting. I mean, I'm not even going to touch it, please.
Now, people in the chat room were talking about
yes.
Bill Leonard is saying, I heard you can get drunk by dipping your tampon in Hennessy and inserting it. You can, and you can also get drunk by putting alcohol in a enema bottle and putting it up your ass and squeezing it. You'll get drunk instantly, but you can also die, because I've seen 9,000 ways to die. Some man did that, and he ended up dying, because when you put alcohol and things like that into different orifices of your body, you're going to get high quicker. You're going to get drunk quicker. So a lot of people don't know how much to take, whereas if you're drinking it, your stomach acids are going to kind of eat away at that. So it's insane. People are asking me about this tampon video. You know what, y'all? I have an extremely weak stomach. Ronan, your phone. Your phone is popping popcorn.
Damn you.
I have an extremely weak stomach, you guys, and I've been sent the video. I honestly haven't clicked on it. I have not watched it. And part of me wants to watch it just because I'm nosy as hell and I want to see what the hell y'all's talking about. But part of me, I feel like I'll throw up all over my MacBook. Like, I can't, you know, people are talking about people eating doo-doo. Come on. Just had dinner. No. Had a salad. Like, I can't. I hate when people just do nasty shit for no reason. There's no reason on earth that you need to eat poop. There's no reason on earth that you need to take a tampon out of you and put it in your mouth and consume it. Like, I mean, this is crazy, and it's just crazy what people are doing for attention. If I watch the video, what I'll probably do, I'll do it in a reaction video if I do watch it, because I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I haven't seen it. I heard about Two Girls in One Cup. I won't watch it. I already know what it's about, so I'm not going to watch it. I just can't watch stuff with people drinking pee and eating poo. I just can't get down like that. It creeps me out because I feel like people who do that have, like, mental issues, and they're probably going to go crazy one day from eating shit and, like, kill, like, 50 random people at McDonald's. So, no.
More somber and more less vomiting type moment. The team performer at Obama's inauguration was shot and killed in Chicago today. And the 15-year-old majorette who performed at some of Barack Obama's recent inaugural festivities was shot and killed in the back Tuesday on a Southside park, and she died at a city hospital. So, T, you have an idea where I'm going with this, but I want to say ladies first and your honest thoughts about what happened.
Her name was Hadiya Pendleton, and she's 15 years old. She was an honor student at Chicago's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Preparatory High School. She was a majorette in the marching band. And she and her classmates were invited to sing at the inauguration for Obama. And this is a beautiful girl. If you guys see her pictures online, she's gorgeous. And what happened is that they were trying to get out the rain, and they were hiding underneath, you know, like a little bus shelter to wait out the rain. And somebody hopped the fence. I think they were near the school. They might have been, like, across the street from the school. Somebody hopped the fence. And literally 20 shots rang out. There was a lot of other kids that were shot too, but she just happened to die. She was shot in her back. The person hopped the fence, started blasting at these kids, hopped back over the fence, jumped in the car, and drove away. The whole situation to me is just sad and disheartening. Some people are saying that it's a conspiracy, that, you know, all this gun violence that's happening and, you know, stuff like that, and it's just helping Obama be able to ban guns. Conspiracies aside,
yeah,
I don't give a shit about that. The part that hurts me is the fact that this is a 15-year-old girl who was an honor student, who was bright, well-liked. You know, this girl could have been anything in life, but her life was cut tragically for no other reason than somebody wanted to know how it felt to kill somebody. Because I really feel like it's to the point now where the shit that's going on in Chicago, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just simply kids wanting to know how it feels to take a life.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Because there's no other reason for anybody to jump up over a fence and go and shoot at some people who are not menacing you, who are not harassing you, who are not doing anything to you. They are standing underneath the bus shelter trying to protect themselves from the rain, and you come over and rain bullets on them. There's a sickness going on out here. And it's just not in the black community. There's a sickness going on out here. We've become so desensitized to violence. People are getting off on it. People are becoming more and more violent. And this is just a shame when any young child loses their life, like I always say, but especially when I see a young kid who's on the right track, who's doing the right thing. She was not in a gang. She's not affiliated with a gang. You know, she just sang at the inauguration. She was an honor student. So I really feel like, you know, and y'all can say, well, Obama's not going to change the world. I understand that. I really hope that Obama does say something, being that she did sing at his inauguration. You know, I just hope he speaks on it once again. today, is today the last day of, no, I think tomorrow's the last day, 31 days of January. And there's been some people dead in Chicago just in this month alone. You know, next month is Black History Month, and I don't see the violence stopping at all. I just see it getting worse and worse. The whole situation is crazy. Somebody that's very close to me told me tonight that one of their really good friends that they grew up with in Chicago, they just got shot the other night 7 times. This person ended up living, but, you know, they're always going to have a, they have to use a, I don't know what them bags are called, but their life is never going to be the same. They've been shot 7 times. You know, so it's just, it's crazy, the stuff that's going on. How did you feel about the situation, Ronan?
I feel so fucked up about it. Because not just a measure of coincidence out here, because, again, she just recently did the, you know, she participated in an inauguration ceremony. And it's not to really put her as a high profile, but the fact that you have someone who, this, I mean, this whole thing about people who have so much promise being assassinated and snuffed out. It really takes a lot out of me. I mean, like, when I saw this, I was really, really fucked up about it. And I
Ronan.
Yeah.
Ronan.
Yeah, I'm here.
We can barely hear you. Will you hang up and call back in? Because it's getting really bad. Like, I can barely hear you at all.
Okay.
As soon as he hangs up, the popcorn stops. I don't know what's wrong with Ronan's phone. Hopefully once he calls back in, it'll be fixed. But, yeah, I just think the whole situation is just really, really sad. We have a few other people calling in here as well. Let me let Ronan back in real quick. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what your phone was doing, but it sounds better. Look at Thomas in the chat room. He's like, yes. Sounds a lot better. Jamal says your phone was translating.
I can't stand
it. It was speaking Ebonics.
Okay.
He was speaking Ebonics. But, yeah, it's just, it's crazy, the stuff that's going on as far as these shootings out here. But, yeah, that one, that kind of, that hurt. You know, to see that this is how this girl was killed, and for no other reason than standing underneath a bus shelter, to lose your life at 15.
Yeah. It's really difficult to speak on it because, like, it's when you say something about it and it happens time and time and time again, and the fact that people are so desensitized to it that they'll put that person's image on a T-shirt, they'll wear it for like a week, maybe a month, and then go about the business like nothing happened. It really bothers me when I talk to people or even look at humanity in general. Like, people are just living this Grand Theft Auto life. Like, there's nothing to live for. And
right.
I'm just beyond words.
It's true. It's true. It's sad, you know, how everything come down to it. Roshani is saying stay prayed up, you know, and it's the truth. Tamara Lady is making a really good point. You know, she was saying, you know, if he can speak about Sandy Hook, he definitely needs to talk about this situation, especially being that thing at his celebration. And I definitely with that, you know, I definitely think that something should be said. And it shouldn't just be, you know, just because of her death, but all the death that's going on with a lot of these kids out here. And I think a lot of these kids right now, they just feel like they have anything to lose. They don't have anything to gain. You know, and when you have parents like that broad in Atlanta, you know, who's sitting here teaching her kids to curse and go off and, you know, talk to adults with no respect, you got to realize, like, she learned that from somewhere. That's how her mom raised her. And her kids are going to grow up, you know, and hopefully somebody can intervene and get these kids on the right track. If not, you know, they may be the next Chief Keith. They may be the next kids out here shooting other kids or, you know what I'm saying, out here stealing and selling drugs and whatever else. You know, so a lot of it is the upbringing. A lot of it is the parents not caring.
Yeah. I mean, it goes full circle. I mean, you look at the chick that got tased today where you got people who will give her every excuse And they said nothing when she was out there talking loud, in his face, disrupting, making a public spectacle of themselves in front of their children. And then she wants to put hands on them, and then now people want to speak and they want to protest and, you know, threaten violence for him responding and defending himself. It's outright bullshit.
Right. Right, but that's the sad part is, like, you know, people sit up here and, like I said earlier, condone the bullshit, make excuses for the bullshit. So when people continue to do that and turn a blind eye and just, you know, look away and act like they didn't see it, that's how it continues. Because even if you think about it, just a few generations ago, like, there was just a lot more respect, one, for the elders, and then, like, the parents, the grandparents. There were just certain things that you just could not do in front of adults. Even if you did dirt, even if you smoked weed, even if you were having sex, even if you were doing certain things, you knew to keep it hidden. You, like, you know, there was shame. You knew not to, like, out there, not to flaunt it. You may did little things, but it was nobody's business. You held it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you basically kept it to yourself. But now you got girls out here, you know, smoking weed with their mamas, doing lines, popping mollies with their parents. So there is no parenting now. Everything is just, you know, being their child's friend.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got kids out here just doing dirt, and the parents don't care. They still make excuses for their kids.
You did make a solid point, T. Like, actually, when people have their vices, they have the parental wherewithal to not do them in front of their children. But now you're seeing it where chicks are getting ran through in front of their kids. And or you're seeing all kinds of things that kids should not be seeing, but they're being taught this way. So
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Thomas made a really good point in the chat room. He was saying, you know, I can't find it, just disappeared on me. But basically he was saying, like, the good die young, but evil people seem to live forever and fuck up the world. And, you know, that's really true. You know, that's the crazy part. And then other people in the chat room are also saying that, you know, we got to pray for this generation. And you got mothers out here twerking with their babies in the background and, you know, just doing all types of crazy stuff. And that's the thing. Like, Jamal is saying that he hates the Molly trend. Yeah. And you have a lot of people out here just perpetuating nonsense. You know, everybody's living that YOLO lifestyle. Somebody else said that in the chat room, that it's all about YOLO and just doing what you want to do, and it is what it is, and, you know, trying to act crazy just to make it on World Star Hip Hop, because there's nothing else to look forward to. It's like that's the thing nowadays, is how many followers you can get, how many, you know, likes you can get on Facebook, do something so outrageous to get attention. That's why you have people out here eating tampons and everything else, just because they want that attention. People are so attention-starved, it's ridiculous. And I think when you're attention-starved, it's because you didn't get attention from your parents, or you didn't get attention from people who really loved you. Because if you got the right amount of attention, you wouldn't need to be an attention whore and sit on World Star Hip Hop and eat tampons or light your butt on, you know, just stupid stuff that people are out here doing. It's crazy.
Don't start that.
That video still trips me out. Like, she lit her ass on fire.
Yeah, but you know what, how the show was started, where you was talking about people pretty much supporting Rick Ross, knowing damn well there's a real Rick Ross out there and you have a carbon copy of fake, and he's still making money off an image that is not him. This is the sheep generation, to where people find it very difficult to be genuine, to be themselves, and they're afraid to be, because why do that when it's like more exciting to live a lie? I'll never understand it.
Right. It's the truth, you know, and we just have to try and get to the root of the problem. Like Camera Lady's saying, people are in here talking about the twerk team and everything else, and it is. You have a lot of kids out here, you know, just doing whatever. Somebody even said in the chat room, Bill O'Neill is saying, mothers letting their 9-year-olds get tattoos. And that's the thing, like, there's no more parents anymore. You know, it's hard, and it's crazy because yesterday I went to my youngest son's conference. So yesterday was parent-teacher conference. So I went, and, you know, my baby's doing good. You know, he's doing really good. We still have to work with him on his reading and stuff like that. So, but she was saying that out of all the boys in the class, she was like, he's very well-behaved. She said, I use him as my role model. And that made me feel good, you know what I'm saying, just to hear something like that. She was like, because a lot of the other kids in class are really rambunctious. Some of them don't really like to listen. They talk back. She was like, I don't have that issue out of your son. So she was like, sometimes I'll tell the other boys, like, you know, be more like him, or, you know, you see how he's sitting, or you see how he's reading, or, you know. So that kind of made me feel good, you know what I'm saying, that at least if you can't do nothing else, nobody is going to be, you know, nobody's saying that you have to be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, cure cancer. But just be a decent person. Just try and raise your kids to have some level of respect for not only themselves but for other people. And she was just telling me, she was like, you know, I can just tell that they're just kind of raised different, like you don't play with them. I said, I don't. I take their stuff very seriously. You know, just like when he was having some issues like with his reading and stuff, and I met with his teacher just to see what all I can do in the household, you know, as far as like, you know, with books, what books that we can do with extra reading. And now he's coming right where he should be with the rest of the class, you know, because at first he wasn't really enjoying reading like that, you know. But you have to work with your kids. You got to be there for them. You got to do things. That's why I thought sometimes I can just bounce and people won't see me. I won't tweet. I won't post anything because I'm spending time with my kids, point blank. So it's like, you know, you have to be there for your children. You have nobody else is going to raise your kids. And you have some people who just sit on Facebook all damn day. And I'm like, how are you able to sit on Facebook 24/7 and you got 2-3 kids, but you're on Facebook from sunup to sunrise, just talking about everything, you know, just nonsense. Who's scoring who and what celebrity did that and who's eating this and you pop mollies and you was drunk all weekend, you know. So it's crazy. You have a lot of people out here who are not being parents or who don't want to be bothered with parenting. It's not easy. Trust me, it is not easy, and it's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, if you choose to bring a child into this world, it's your job to raise them accordingly, point blank. And it's just too many of us just out here dropping the ball.
It's grown-ass kids. Grown-ass kids.
Yeah. She sure said I couldn't be a parent. I don't blame you. It's hard. My mom always said she couldn't be a teacher. She's like, I couldn't be a teacher, especially in America, because these people, these kids are crazy. They don't have a lot of respect, you know, and it's like they just want to do whatever. And then a lot of the parents will condone their children's behavior, or they'll try and fight the teacher. That's what I never understood. So before, you know, looking at your child and seeing what your child might have done wrong, you're just going to pop off on the teacher, you know. So, again, no personal responsibility.
No. But the crazy part is they look at parents like yourself and others like dinosaurs. Like, you guys are too strict. I mean, you guys, you know, don't want to have fun. And today's mothers, like you see the chick that got tasered, they will sell their soul for 15 minutes of fun all day, every day.
Right. Bonafide is saying that some parents need to be stricter. VH1 is saying that society is crazy now. The other day, kids outside my house were calling each other bitches and hoes and looking through their iPhones. It's like, whatever happened to playing hopscotch, tag, or hide and seek? That is so true. And Thomas is also saying, you know, their diet. And that's so true as well. Like, their diet plays a big part in it. You have a lot of these kids who are just really big and really tall and look so much older than what they are, and it's sad because they're not able to even enjoy, you know, being in a kid's body, just because now the food and everything that we're feeding these kids is pumping into them, they're not even able to enjoy their bodies. You got 10-year-old girls out here who look like they're 15 and they're only 10, and it's not their fault by any means at all. It's that damn chicken, camera lady. That chicken that they stole out the back of that freezer. You know, it's crazy. But that's true. It's like you don't have kids out here playing basketball and hopscotch and tag. They just want to sit on Xbox Live and go back and forth. You know, my kids aren't even allowed on Xbox Live anymore with, like, the headsets, you know, because they used to go on there, and then I would go on, and I'd be hearing the people's conversations. I mean, they get wild in some of them chat rooms. So I took their headsets away. Y'all want to play against people, cool, but all that going back and forth, people cussing, and, you know, this one time my son was playing, the youngest one, my youngest probably like 4 or 5 at the time. He's really good. He's really, really good at his games. And I think he was playing one of the Street Fighter games or something. And he was playing against somebody. It was one of the fighting games. I forgot exactly which one. And the guy was getting so mad. Like, he just kept cursing. And I'm like, yo, can you kind of calm down? I was like, you know, my kid's on here. He's just playing the game, because that's when we're kind of finding out how Xbox worked. And then he started going off on me and cussing me out. It was just so I took the headphones away. Y'all want to play against people, y'all just play through them, you know, through the TV. Y'all don't need to have conversations and dialogue. So it was a wrap after that. But yeah, you have a lot of kids out here just, you know, sitting on Xbox Live all day, sitting on the internet, sitting on their phones. So it's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, long gone are the days where we actually interacted with each other, going outside, playing sports, riding our bike, you know, occasionally doing stupid shit we weren't supposed to do. But, you know, the worst thing you could do as a parent was, you know, tell your kid they couldn't go outside. Nowadays, it's like, the worst thing you can do is send them outside to do anything. And do what? You know? Or
right.
If we had a time machine right now, if only.
Go back to the 90s. That'd be fun if you could go back. Like, what was that, Back to the Future? That was my movie when I was a kid. That was crazy. I wish they could build a time machine so you could show the kids like what we used to do. You know, there's this really great thing called going outside and playing hopscotch. Guys, how to try it.
Well,
there's
a
really cool thing called, you know, playing with balls, you know, basketballs, baseballs, not your own personal balls.
Well, again, T.
You know, going out there and exercising.
Well, T, they have changed the game now. When we were playing out there, basketball, football, whatever, now, sadly, they're playing with genuine balls. So that's where we at now.
Right. And Bonafide is saying that parents need to limit the phone, internet, video game use, have family dinners where everyone sits around the table and kids need to play outside. Other people are saying sleepovers. Nowadays, everyone wins a trophy, and that is so true, Kimberly.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wins a trophy. There are no losers, and, you know, it's just a bunch of nonsense. Everybody can't win.
No.
You know, everybody's not going to be the brain, you know, the brain scientist or whatever. The mad scientist of the classroom. It's like everybody can't win, but we're not teaching kids that there's competition, let alone healthy competition.
Yeah.
I'm replying Ding Dong Ditch. Now, I remember before Caller ID, I was trying to explain this to my son, and he just looked at me with a blank stare. I'm like, you know, there's a time when you used to call people if you didn't know who was calling you? And he's just like, huh? And I was like, no, for real. We used to call people, be like, hey, is your refrigerator running? And they were like, yeah, well, you better catch it. And we hang up. And that was sad. So that's what we used to do as kids. We'd go through the yellow pages. That was fun to us. We would go through the yellow pages, look up names, and we would call random people. And we'd be like, that was one time me and my friends, it was like a bunch of us on like party line in like sixth grade. And we called this dude, his last name was Bacon. We're like, Bacon, 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 like you're like a little bacon dog. And it was just fun. We just kept calling this man, messing with him. You know, we were just stupid little kids, but, you know, it was just innocent fun. There's none of that nowadays.
No.
There's none of that nowadays at all. We're down to 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were ratchet. We sure did. Sugar water purple.
with an extra government cheese sandwich.
Right. Oh, yeah, we'd call your house in a heartbeat. You can't do that no more. Last time we called somebody like that, I think by then we were like in seventh grade, and that's when they were all trying to get caller ID. We trying to call somebody's house, trying to crank them. They called our house right back. Did you just call our house? There was a rap after that. Like, I ain't never going to call nobody's house again. It was crazy. So we're down to 40 seconds. I want to thank you guys for coming through tonight. We had a really good show. We had close to 25 people in the chat room, a lot of people on hold. So join us again next week, same time. We're going to go ahead and go in on some new topics. We know there's going to be more coming up, unfortunately.
Yeah, same ratchet time, same ratchet motherfucking channel.
As the ratchet world turns. Tune in next week. Talk to y'all later. Good night.